The man Vice President Cheney accidentally shot and wounded last weekend was discharged from the hospital today. In Texas, 78-year-old Harry Whittington read a brief statement to reporters saying this, "Accidents do and will happen." He also apologized for what, as he put it, the vice president has had to go through. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Whittington spoke outside the Corpus Christi Hospital, where he's been treated this past week. He wore a trim coat and tie, the right side of his face clearly bruised by the impact of the bird shot, which hit his upper body. There were red marks on his throat and forehead. Whittington alluded to the shooting accident last Saturday afternoon on the Armstrong Ranch in South Texas. He said the past weekend, in his words, encompassed all of us in a cloud of misfortune and sadness.
We all assume certain risks in whatever we do, whatever activities we pursue. And regardless of how experienced, careful, and dedicated we are, accidents do and will happen. And that's what happened last Friday.
Whittington presumably misspoke. The accident was reported to have occurred Saturday when Whittington was quail hunting with a party that included the vice president and was attempting to retrieve a bird when shot by Cheney. Whittington, a Republican lawyer from Austin, called himself a lucky person. He is certainly a forgiving one.
My family and I are deeply sorry for all that Vice President Cheney and his family have had to go through this past week. We send our love and respect to them as they deal with situations that are much more serious than what we've had this week.
On Tuesday, Whittington suffered what doctors called a minor heart attack when one of the shotgun pellets became lodged near his heart. Today, Dr. David Blanchard said Whittington was in excellent health. However, he said Whittington was not 100% back to his full energy level and so couldn't answer reporters' questions about the accident. Brian Naylor, NPR News.